right. Well, some of the bums are on the CTA trains and buses, and an organization now called Rogers Park Young Women's Action Team trying to do something about it. And one of the founding members of the group is Daphne Renee. She joins me now. Daphne, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Well, good to have you. I guess Renette lost her voice. We were going to have her, and she's been fighting the fight so hard she lost her voice.
Well, that's what happens when we're so passionate about an issue.
Well, how did you personally get passionate about this issue?
I mean, well, I was part of the group since 2003, in which I myself was experiencing street harassment in my community, which is in Rogers Park. And basically, the passion comes from when you actually know there is an issue and you actually can do something about it. With research street harassment, we took it to a community supporters, to our public officials, and we actually got something done about it. The street lights are up now. You see less loitering in the street. And so that's what's been going on since 2003. We've tackled teenage violence and girl-on-girl violence. Now our major campaign is the sexual assault and harassment on CTA trains, buses, and other facilities.
Well, in Rogers Park, as you just said, you got more street lights and you got the neighborhood cleaned up a little bit, and it's safer.
Yeah.
How do you do a comparable thing on the trains and buses, do you think?
I mean, the train and buses, it all depends on the supporters that we have. And so far, we've been meeting with a lot of people, and we our research we recently did, we surveyed 639 people. That's like around the north side, south side, you know, a very large and diverse group of people, all ages, both males and females. And so from our responses, we did find that a lot of people are experiencing sexual assault and harassment and the CTA trains and buses, and there is no system in place to deal with this type of crimes. And basically what we are doing is getting the word out that this is an issue, and CTA and CPD need to work together to provide maybe public awareness in the trains and buses, basically better safety amenities, to have like working emergency intercom simple, payphones that are working and available to the public, and basically training the CTA personnel to how to deal with this type of issues, because once you're in this situation, there's only one person in the train, and therefore it's really hard to deal with it, to leave the train, and the person can end up leaving the train and nothing happens. And so we need to have a system in place to ensure that young women or women in general, even men, are not subjected to sexual assault and harassment when taking public transportation. And definitely we need a hotline for those type of incidents to be reported, because there is no tracking of those type of crimes. And so we need to, like, CTA and CPD need to track it and then make it public to the average CTA riders.
Well, if you're looking for more personnel on the train, of course, the problem you're going to come up against is
the
budget. Yeah, because they can't afford to do what they're doing now.
I definitely understand that. But however, this is a major concern. If people's lives are at stake, or even people's, you know, if you're on the train and then somebody is attacking you, as soon as people touching me on the train, in the service, people actually reported people masturbating on them. This is not what you're looking for when you're taking public transportation. You need to get from one place to your final destination. And therefore, to be subjected to those kind of crimes, CTA need to do something. I know it's really hard right now with the budgeting and stuff. However, even a public awareness campaign, respect women on the train, respect people in general, stop sexually assaulting or harassing people. You know, that simple stuff like that, and even tracking it or putting a system in place where people can report it. And therefore, if people can report such a crime, then you can see there's a need for more intervention.
Well, we do have a system. I mean, you can call the police, you can call the CTA, but apparently, according to the article yesterday in the Sun-Times, people aren't doing it. You found out that...
Oh, no, not really, because... Not really, because if I'm in the train and then basically somebody grabs me or touches me, they shouldn't be touching me, period. And then what do I do? Sometimes if I even press the emergency intercom, what guarantees that's working? One. And then two, is the person, does the conductor or the person in charge of the trains is going to get back there and try to resolve that. That doesn't happen.
Wait a minute.
Police.
Daphne, two things. I have seen that it does happen, and and secondly, apparently, according to your research, you said 91% of people said they never filed a complaint.
They never filed a complaint because nothing will happen. If you call the police and then the person just get off the train, and what happens? You feel that there is no sense of doing it, and they don't feel like it's going to be positive in doing that.
Do you think that if you get the message out more, that maybe other passengers will step up and help more readily?
That's why we advocating for the public awareness to have it there so people can, like, have it and words spell out to them, because you need to respect people in a train and not to sexually assault and arrest people, just like they have the no littering and, you know, put your iPad volume down. I mean, who cares about the iPad volumes when people are actually being sexually assaulted?
Right. Yeah, that seems like quite a small problem comparatively.
Yeah.
All right.
So if they can do it for the iPads, they can do it for, you know, sexual assault and harassment.
What does the CTA management say to you about this?
So we have not contacted them as of yet because we spoke to Alderman Jamal and Cook County Commissioner Larry Stafford, and who has promised to contact them on our behalf and inviting us to the board meeting with Chairman Carol Brown.
All right.
So once they do that for us, we'll actually have a meeting with them, hopefully.
So we'll be hearing more from you in the future.
Definitely. We hope so.
Daphne Renee is a founding member of the Rogers Park Young Women's Action Team. Thanks for taking time today.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. Good to talk to you.
Good. Bye-bye.